works with kids at Sheldon High School and finds hope in their success.
I really have, you know, been trying to heal.
It's no longer a daily sort of thought. It's no longer even a weekly thought.
Bettina Lynn still bears the scar of the bullet that injured her foot, another hit her lower back.
It took a long time to get back on my feet and find a new direction after the shooting.
Bettina recently earned her degree and now works at the University of Oregon. She fought for gun control and still wants to see more help for troubled kids.
Every time that there's another one, whether it's grade school, high school, college level, I get angry. I'm angry that this has to happen to any more kids and families.
Both women still keep in touch with their friends from Burston. People with careers, babies, rich lives.
They have moved on, and I think they want to continue to move on.
10 years later, they can't escape their sins, but they are also not victims.
We're survivors. There's no other way to go about our lives than to think of ourselves and to react as survivors.
Called and emailed dozens of people who survived the Burston shooting. There are some wonderful stories of success and some heartbreak. Many have moved on and didn't want to talk on camera. But one common thread they share,
I can close my eyes and visualize it like it was yesterday.
Elise Myers can't hear balloons popping or hear Amazing Grace without being taken back to the Thurston shooting. This is Elise taking wounded children from the cafeteria. She still remembers her pounding heart as she ran for help after hearing the shots.
Not knowing that Kip had been apprehended, you know, and dodging the corridors, you know, to go into the ice.
She still works with kids at Sheldon High School and finds hope in their success.
I really have, you know, been trying to heal.
It's no longer a daily sort of thought, and it's no longer even a weekly thought.
Bettina Lynn still bears the scar of the bullet that entered her foot, another hit her lower back.
It took a long time to get back on my feet and find a new direction after the shooting.
Bettina recently earned her degree and now works at the University of Oregon. She fought for gun control and still wants to see more help for troubled kids.
Every time that there's another one, whether it's grade school, high school, college level, I get angry. I'm angry that this has to happen to any more kids and families.
Both women still keep in touch with their friends from Burston. People with careers, babies, rich lives.
They have moved on, and I think they want to continue to move on.
10 years later, they can't escape Thurston, but they are also not victims.
We're survivors. There's no other way to go about our lives than to think of ourselves and to react as survivors.